I changed my songwriting. I actually wrote another song called It's Not Forever, and that was about my own personal experience. I'm not able to tell someone they can heal. I can only speak to myself. And when I sing my song, It's Not Forever, it feels like it's never going to change. It does feel that way. But I felt that way before and it didn't stay. So I remind myself, it's not forever.
That is such a beautiful song.
Oh, I love playing my songs for you. The best part about being a songwriter, wherever it goes, it's for me. And if it helps me, that's great. If it helps somebody else, what a blessing to know that a song of mine can make you feel good. There can't be a better feeling in the world than that.
Well, they do. I love your songs.
When I get messages from you, I'm on the freeway singing your song. I'm like, oh my God, I've died and gone to heaven.
If you were to identify a low point in your journey with dry eyes, what would that be and why?
I had trouble singing. It was a trigger. When I couldn't sing after my son died, I never thought I'd sing again. I never thought I would ever play my guitar again. Sing? Are you kidding me? My world was silent. I was in hell. When this eye condition started to get to me, I started to find I couldn't sing anymore. I was feeling really, really discouraged. But then I realized I needed to keep writing songs to help me, and that's what I did. And I find that when I sing and close my eyes, I can do it. I can get through this. And it's much better now. It is so much better since I've stopped doing all the things I was doing that irritated my eyes. And I keep hoping it will continue to get better. It's not like I'm the way I was before, and that may never happen again. But I think it's a metaphor for life. Things changed, and it's an adjustment. And if I look at the adjustment as, I hate this, I can't live with this, then I'm going to feel really crappy. I just tell myself, I am living with this, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to live.
Well, I'm glad you have so many turning points to have helped you along your journey.
Well, the things that have helped me are turning points, but the main thing is I'm the driver. If it was a journey, I felt idle for a while, just like a car is idling. And then I moved forward cautiously. I've had a lot of setbacks, flat tires, crashes. But, you know, if I look at it as I'm okay and I'm just going to try something else, then I'm good. And I don't feel it's over. I feel like today, my eyes, I can deal with it much better than I used to. Am I the way I was before? No. Will I get better? Maybe. I just want to stay in a place of finding joy in life because I deserve it. I've been through so many difficult things.
You sure have.
It's time. It's time to not wait to live. It's never too late to turn your life around. No reason to wait. I waited so long to turn my life around. Now I'm in a place where I'm not going to let this eye thing make me sad. Even though I'm emotional talking about it, when I sing and when I go through my day, I always look for the beautiful things. And there's so many if you look. Because I'm an artist, I love to look at colors and scenery. Since I've developed this condition, it's hard for me. It hurts to see that I have trouble seeing. Everything's like feathers in my eyes. There's lots of fog. Okay. I'm in my head a lot because the beautiful things I hear now is music. There was a time as an artist when I found music, I thought, if I was blind or deaf, which would I take?
Aww.
And I actually said blind because hearing, I can play music no matter what, you know? And then I think, why did I ever say that? It would come back to haunt me. I think all we have is today. And today, I can choose to focus on the things that make me sad, or I can focus on the good stuff. And I have a lot of that.
I'm so happy you do.
Yeah.
Because if you're happy, and you're singing, and you're making your songs,
aww,
then I'm happy.
I am so blessed to have a friend I've known my whole life. You knew when I didn't sing. And yet, the lyrics to a song I wrote when I was 17 were read at my son's funeral. I couldn't sing, but I had those lyrics, and those lyrics were, "You're beside me always." So I feel one thing that also helps me is love. It's, of course, important to have self-love, to feel you're worthy enough to go on. I mean, after losing a child, I went on because of the love I felt for my children and my parents. My parents are gone now. They died 3 years ago, and that was a very difficult thing to go from being a caregiver to where I am today. My songs came to me before they died. They got to see me happy again. When they saw me find joy with music, it was the most beautiful thing. And now they're gone, and I feel their love. I feel them talking to me. My son, he was only 5. I hear his little chipper voice saying, "I love you, Mommy. You can do it." So I have like a cheerleader section.
That's wonderful.
And I have to. I have to listen to them because they know that I am worthy.
Absolutely. You're worthy over the top.
Thank you.
You're over the top worthy.